Hello there, I'm Rick Moore. Our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Tim Kearns is off tonight, but we'll have him on the show a little bit later on. And this is North Shore Sports Night on a Monday night, heard most Monday nights for the past 10 years or so, a labor of love for Tim and me. And we hope that you're enjoying it as well. But I need to know, I have to know, because the bosses are on me. You can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. With comments, suggestions, compliments, send them along, will you? We need to hear from you. Or else, I'd like to remind you this presentation of msonewsports.com is brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn. Attorney Robert J. Madruga. It's tax season coming up. See Bob for all your tax preparation needs. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. The Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. And the daily item of Lynn and itemlive.com. The item serving the North Shore since 1877. Back even further than Tim and I do. All right. And Bill as well. Bill Newell, of course. Well, Bill's got a couple of interviews we're going to run here during the program. And once again, it's weird. It's a busy time right now, even though there are no sporting events in high school to report on, due to the fact that the seasons have swapped over and everybody's getting ready. They're picking their teams now for winter seasons. Selections are being made. But everybody's practicing right now. Winter, the fall sports banquets are wrapping up and all-star meetings and all that kind of stuff. So a little difficult trying to get a hold of someone this evening. But we do have a program for you. Bill Newell will talk to a couple of coaches he saw today, including Peabody girls basketball coach Stan McKean and Massanomic girls hockey coach Ryan Wood. We'll have those coming up in a while, probably in just a minute for one of them. I'll also talk with Jeff Destino, the track coach at Gloucester High School, indoor girls and boys. And we'll also be catching up with Nick Kukuru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, and Tim Kearns, as I mentioned, will be checking in later with his thoughts on sports. Also, if you take a look at the website, Bill does just an incredible job. Bill Newell has so much stuff on the website, and I would still remind you to go back to our post from Thursday when we went over to Beverly High School and talked to most of the winter coaches and many of the captains. It was a great hour we spent at the Henry Cabot Lodge Fieldhouse. Athletic Director James Coffey was hosting it for us, and he got all the coaches over there, and it was a real pleasure to meet all the coaches and renew acquaintances with the legendary Dave Jellerson, the track coach over there and cross-country coach at Beverly High School, who just keeps winning and winning and winning. It's an unbelievable record that he has accumulated and made so many great relationships with the kids over the years. Also, I'd like to turn your attention to today's post from Salem State. Bill has up there that Tufts men's basketball captured the New England Big Four Classic Tournament at Salem State today, and Salem State also lost the consolation game. The headline or the first paragraph says that Ryan Spatterford from Rockville Center, New York, connected on a three-pointer at the buzzer in overtime to lift Tufts to an 83-80 victory over the number 11 Babson Beavers in the championship game of that New England Big Four Classic held at Salem State. The win gives Tufts its second Karate Cup and denies Babson its third straight championship. So Tufts is now 5-2, and Babson is at 6-2. Trying to get down here to see where Salem State is. Salem State lost by 20 to Brandeis. John Powell out of Ashland poured in 18 points and added 14 rebounds, while Robinson Vilmont from Cambridge added 20 points for Brandeis, which led from the start to the finish as the judges defeated the Vikings 83-63. Salem State is now 4-4. So we appreciate those news articles coming from Salem State and Bill getting in there posted for us as we keep up with Salem State sports. We also have Endicott post there too, our local college sports scene. But, of course, we focus mainly on high school, but with plenty of other things as well. So we hope, again, that you'll send us along your suggestions, your comments, complaints if you have to. But please just make contact with MSO News Sports. It's MSO News Sports. There's just one N in the middle there. One S in the middle. MSO News Sports or MSO New Sports, either way, at gmail.com. Okay? So please do so. And a reminder, we do have a daily radio program every day on MSO at, well, it gets posted around 8 or 8:30. Bill and I will go over the topics of the day, sort of checking out what is trending, as they say. And we'll usually have an interview or two up there. And then Bill also posts some pertinent and entertaining videos there as well. Every day called North Shore Today, right there. And you can gather, you can get it quite clearly and easily on our website. Monday nights, of course, we have our live program with North Shore Sports Night. And then on Fridays, it's Trending Now with Josh Arnold. And Josh generally gets four guests lined up from all over the area on just about any topic you can think of. The main focus, probably 50% of our interviews, are with local officials, elected officials, appointed officials, and so on. But he also steps outside of that to talk to entertainers, politicians, authors, you name it, philanthropists, people who are charity workers. It's just incredible the spectrum of interview that Josh has on Fridays at 10 a.m., most Fridays here, on msonewsports.com. All right, so now let's see here. We will probably take our first break. I'm going to go to an interview that Bill did this afternoon with Peabody girls basketball coach Stan McKean after our first break. And then after that, we'll try to check in with Jeff Destino. Later on, of course, we've got plenty more interviews. Ryan Wood, the Masconomic girls hockey coach, will be on board. We'll talk with Jeff Destino, Gloucester Track, and Nick Kukuru, Gloucester Times sports editor, and our own Tim Kearns coming up as well. So we're going to have an interesting evening, I can guarantee you that. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Stan McKean, the girls' basketball coach at Peabody High School, is with us, beginning his second year with the program. And Stan, welcome. Welcome back to MSONewsSports.com.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the call.
Great to have you with us. And let's talk about the team and what you've got planned and what the outlook is for the 2015-16 basketball season. So how's this first week of practice gone?
Well, first week of tryouts and then, you know, got the last couple of days of practice, and it's gone pretty well. We are returning probably half the team that we had last year. One of the big things is going to be that Sarah Hosman is now completely healthy. She couldn't play the last 10 games last year due to shoulder surgery. So that was a big loss during the season. But we had a good year, in spite of.
Go ahead, Stan. I'm sorry.
In spite of that, I think we will be very strong because we're returning basically 3 to 4 starters from last year. We lost Courtney Boer, who was a huge, huge weapon for us, along with 5 other seniors. But her loss is probably the biggest. But I'm hoping that the existing returning players that we have, plus we're going to have a very strong bench this year, which last year was probably not as strong as it's going to be this year.
What about for style of play? How would you describe the style of play that you're going to be seeking this year?
Well, we're going to be pushing the ball up and down the court. We are going to be doing a lot of fast breaking. We are going to play an up-tempo, speedy-type offense and defense. We're going to be fast, quick, and skilled, and that's why I'm really looking forward to playing a much up-tempo game.
Gotcha. Well, you mentioned one or two of your players, I think, but who else do you see playing and contributing key roles for the team this year?
Well, besides Sarah, who will be our point guard to start, and again, as I said, she missed probably 12 games the latter part of the season. Katie Wallace, who was actually the point guard last year in place of Sarah, losing her, and she's just had a year of experience. She was a great contributor last year. She'll be even bigger this year as a junior. And Melissa Gray, who, next to Courtney Boer, scoring-wise, she averaged 16 points a game. She missed 3 or 4 games at the beginning of the year, and now she was healthy after that. But she averaged about 16 points a game and was phenomenal playing the 2 spot. And then down low, I have Marina DeMille, who is a senior and also a captain, and she was just an animal off the boards, both ends of the court. She averaged almost 12 rebounds a game last season, so I'm expecting nothing less from her this year. She's fast, quick, she's quick, she's a very, very smart player. And then along with her, Krista Baker, who's the third captain, and she played multiple minutes last year and did well, and I think she's even going to be stronger this year. But I think the bench is really going to be a plus, that we can give these kids, the front five, a little bit of a rest at times, and we're not going to lose a whole lot coming in off the bench. And coming in off the bench, Rachel Margosian, who is the fourth senior that I have, and she's a tall girl, 6-footer, and she contributed very well last year. And then girls coming from the JV team last year who got a little bit of experience, Taylor Colella and Alyssa Alperin, both guards who will be coming up and will be getting playing time this year, no question. Along with Nene Ogunuwa, that's how it's pronounced. We call her Nene. She's got a longer name, but I'll make it simple. She was a JV player. Great speed, great skill. She plays down low, and she played a few games for us last year up. So it's going to be a real plus coming off the bench with the kids that we have coming. I don't think we're going to lose a lot. And then we have a player who played freshman year. She didn't come back sophomore year, and great athlete, great soccer player as well as a basketball, decided to come back this year, Molly Tansey. And she is going to be a huge weapon coming off the bench also. She plays 4 or 5, great skills, sees the court incredibly well, just a great field general out there. She's aggressive along with being very smart, and that's going to be a huge plus. And we have a couple other players, Marissa Tisi and Hannah Palazzaro, who will also contribute coming in off the bench as one a forward and one as a guard also. So I'm very excited about this group of 12 girls. I think we just have a lot of talent, probably as much talent this year that has been in Peabody High School in the last 5 or 6 years as far as total skill coming off the bench and what have you. We should do very well.
Mm-hmm. Stan, who else is who's coaching with you this year?
My daughter Tracy is Tracy Palazzola. She is the JV and assistant varsity coach, and Joy Wallace, who is the freshman coach and also the assistant varsity coach.
Gotcha. Now, how do you see the league this year? I mean, what teams do you think are going to be competing for the top spots in the Northeastern Conference?
Well, no question, Revere. They won it last year, and they only lost a player or two. They're going to be extremely tough opposition this year. They have 2 6-foot girls still there at Revere High School, and they have a guard who's really good. So they're going to be tough. Beverly, who came on really strong last year, We tied for second in the league with Beverly, and we split the two games during the year. And they're definitely going to be a strong team. They only lost one or two girls off their team. Danvers now, which is in the large conference, they're no longer, Salem's in the small, Danvers is in the large. We've switched. Danvers is always good. And then English Classical, and I'm trying to think who the other team would be. English Classical. I think that's it. No, that would be six.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you got it. Yeah. Who am I to say, though?
It'll be interesting. And the small group, Marblehead and Winthrop, is always will be tough. You know, it's hard to say. You know, the girls that played last year, some of the towns is different kids that come into the town, so it's hard to figure for the most part. But I know Danvers, Beverly, and Revere will be very tough.
Gotcha. And Beverly has, rather, I'm sorry, yeah, Beverly has a new coach with Allison Flynn heading up to Plymouth State. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. She left there and went, she got a coaching job at Plymouth State, which is great for her. I'm sure the kids were, it's too bad because she really turned the program around in the last year.
Yeah.
But we'll see. They still got the players. All you got to do is make it work.
Exactly. Well, Stan, is there anything else to share with us as kind of a concluding question or comment from you, question from me and comment from you about the outlook or thoughts about this year's Peabody team?
Well, again, injuries are something that you can't foresee. You hope that becomes a non-existent factor this year. If that's the case, I think, you know, we're going to do very well. We'll be very competitive in all games that we play this year, and I'm holding for high hopes and another return to the tournament again this year.
Gotcha. Well, Stan, always good talking with you, and again, best of luck this season. Now you must open up Tuesday. I guess I don't have my schedule in front of me. Who do you have Tuesday?
We have Lynn English at home.
Oh, my. So.
Yep.
Now, now you mentioned Lynn English earlier. Do you think that they have been a power in years past? Are they going to be competing?
Last year they lost a lot of from the preceding year. Again, they graduated four of their starters the previous year. Last year they were down a little bit, but I think this year they'll be stronger. They have a guard that is really good, and if they can put a couple of big people in there, I think they'll be fine. But last year was a struggle for them.
Yeah.
Kind of a start of a rebuilding process. So.
Gotcha.
It'll be interesting.
Yep. All right. Well, Stan, thanks for joining us, and best of luck this season. Again, Stan McKean, the girls basketball coach at Peabody High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, general manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to rotarydreams.org.
All right, we're back, and having a little trouble with the phone number here. So let me see if I can find that again and see what the bozo is going on here. I don't understand why that went off course here a little bit. Let me find the right number here. I made a call and got one of those weird things from AT&T or whoever it is. Well, I'll be darned. I can't find it. Isn't that weird? Well, what I can do is take another quick break, and then we'll do our second interview with Bill. But I really, it just kind of like disappeared. What the bozo is going on here? Let me look here. All right, this is that, and this is this. And I could swear I had the right number. All right, here it is. All right, here it is. Yeah, I copied it correctly. So let me try it again. I'm going to try it live here on the air. See what happens. Trying to call Jeff Destino. Nope, see? It goes kind of weird. So that is weird. So I got a wrong number, or I was given a wrong number. I'm dialing it. This is fun. This is live radio. Let's see. That. And there we go. Ah, there it is. All right, it's working now. Jeff Destino, we're going to talk with Jeff in a second here. I hope. Jeff said they had their... Jeff, Rick Moore, how are you?
Good, Rick. How you doing?
I'm well, Coach. We're on the air, and... I interposed some numbers, so that's why I got screwed up. Anyway, Jeff Destino is the cross-country coach at Gloucester High School. He is the indoor boys and girls track coach, and he is also the spring outdoor boys and girls track coach, as well as being a teacher in the Gloucester school system. Jeff, great to have you back. And you guys had your banquet tonight?
Yeah, we actually just finished our kickoff banquet, yeah. So we do a little season preview and get the parents together with the kids and talk about expectations and stuff like that.
Excellent. Now, did you do cross country, or did I have that wrong?
No, I don't. I was going to correct you, but you said it so eloquently that I
spoiled. Okay.
But yeah, Austin Souza is and Allie Mitchell are the coaches for cross country.
Oh, I didn't realize that. All right. Well, I know that you you scope them out and you scout them out, and you choose and pick the best, and you recruit these people and give them great big scholarships from the cross country team, so that you have this super track team. But of course, I'm kidding. But I'm sure you do have quite a few cross country runners who join the track program.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that, you know, I would say, you know, almost 100% of our distance kids come from cross country. So yeah, definitely.
All All right, so tell me about this kickoff banquet. When I heard you were at the banquet, I just presumed it was a cross-country wrap-up banquet, but you're talking about a preseason banquet.
Yeah, so it's a, you know, preseason. We start, we open up against Revere on Friday, and this is week two of the season. So we try to do it every season, and, you know, the kids are there, and we invite the parents, and it's more just an introduction, you know, of the coaching staff and the parents, and, you know, expectations, and the boosters say a few words, and, you know, try to get the support that we need, and it's a fun night. There's food that the boosters gives us, and it wraps up in about an hour, and it's just I think it's really beneficial.
Very nice. Was that at the high school?
Yeah, right in the cafeteria.
Yeah. We did that. We were invited last year in the girls' lacrosse program. My daughter participates in lacrosse, and I agree with you. It's a great way to meet the coaches and the other kids, and have the parents there. So, how'd it go tonight? Did you have a good turnout?
Yeah, very good. We got rough 60 kids on the team, and, you know, I'd say there was a vast majority of parents there, which is great, because, you know, the kids know expectations and rules, and I think the kickoff banquet's really for the parents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, but you said 60 kids. I mean, I stopped over at the high school this afternoon over at Gloucester High, and I noticed a lot of kids getting ready for track. So how's that break down boys and girls-wise?
Yeah, so we're a little bit higher on the boys' side. We got about 35 boys and, you know, 25 or so girls.
You're going to have a tough time this year playing on the road, I think, but how are you managing, or what are you managing to do with your practices when you're indoors? Right now the weather is spectacular, so I saw you guys outside today. You have that great facility at the New Balance Field at Newell Stadium, but it's not such a great facility indoors. So what's the status of that, Jeff? How are you facing the season?
Yeah. So, you know, unfortunately we were handed that information, you know, not long ago, saying that, you know, no home meets and all that stuff, and the article that was in the newspaper. So, yeah, it's a little disheartening. It's unfortunate. But, you know, we're working with kids, and we certainly try to, you know, give them the information as factual as we can, but most importantly we try to keep it truthful and positive. So, like you said, the weather's been nice, so we've been able to go outside without too much issue, which is great. But, you know, that's ultimately going to change. So, you know, we're working where we can and when we can in the field house. It is usable. There's certainly areas that are worse than others. So we're just trying to make the best of the situation and, you know, try to really keep the kids positive throughout the whole thing.
What might be hampered the most in terms of practice? Would it be, I don't know, do you have throwing events, or would it be the hurdles? I mean, what would hurt the most indoors?
Yeah. So there's two areas that are affected most. Where we do the high jump, which is the side of the field house that faces the stadium, that far end closest to the stadium.
Yep.
There's a lot of cracks and holes and, you know, voids, if you will, on the track surface that go down to the subsurface. So that area is a bit of a hazard. And then right at that garage door where, you know, the trucks will drop supplies off, which is our starting line for the dash and the hurdles, That area is very, very much affected as well.
Well, I'm not going to draw you into the politics of it, Jeff, but on our other programs, I do speak about that. And, you know, now that I'm not at Gloucester High School anymore, I can be a little more free with my language, but it is very disheartening, and it's very upsetting, I know, to staff and to many parents and so on who have invested so much, not just money-wise, but, you know, so much energy and so on into the community, and we want to give the kids the best possible situation that we can. Getting the new field was awesome. I know spring track will certainly benefit from that, and so hopefully, you know, something can be done and we'll make up, you know, for the negativity surrounding the field house. But that being said, you know, it sounds like you've got really great participation this year. And so what are you expecting? Maybe give me a little thumbnail of what we're looking for some of your kids.
Yeah. I mean, we do have good participation. I'd say in general that the numbers are down just a little bit. But, you know, the size of the high school is shrinking. So, you know, it's probably on par with, you know, percentage-wise you know, from what we've had in the past. But, you know, we graduated a lot of kids, and, you know, hey, that's high school. So, you know, you got to build, you know, your younger kids up, and when they're ready to compete, you know, they're going to do great. So we plan on doing some pretty big things, you know, whether it be at the individual level or team level or, you know, whatever capacity it's going to be. We're going to have a successful season, and, you know, if that means, you know, we win two conference championships, you know, that's a gauge of success. But, you know, we look more at it as a bigger picture than just, you know, wins and losses. We're trying to get these kids to, you know, to be citizens and, you know, proud members of the community. So we preach and we talk a lot about, you know, wins for sure, but we also try to talk about the bigger picture of kids going off to college and, you know, doing things in the community. So, you know, it's going to be a great season. We got a lot of really great leaders, a lot of upperclassmen and, you know, underclassmen that are really going to be performers for us.
You know, I've noticed, Jeff, a couple of things with track in that it tends to draw a lot of honors students, and it tends to draw a lot of kids who, when they get to be juniors and seniors, they don't mind giving a hand to the younger kids and bringing them on board.
Right. Yep. I think that's a very accurate statement. And you know, I don't coach other sports, so I don't know how much that necessarily happens in other sports. But yeah, I think in a lot of ways we're pretty selfless. And, you know, we understand that, you know, track is that sport that, you know, not everyone's going to participate in, but the kids that do absolutely find big-time success within the Gloucester program. So, yeah, we're pretty proud of that.
Okay, give me a couple of names, maybe if you've picked your captains out. If not, maybe a couple of kids that you know have experience and they're going to do pretty well.
Sure. On the girls' side, you know, certainly Carly Kukuru, she, you know, is the real deal in distance running. She had a very good cross-country season. She's been great with us as a freshman and sophomore. So she's a junior. She's going to do great things for us. Chloe Kenyon is a senior. She can do hurdles, and she also runs distance, so she's pretty versatile for us, which is very helpful with, you know, a team that's not enormously big. Sierra Rudolph, who's a junior, she is one of the better, if not best, high jumpers in the state. And, you know, she loves to compete. She's going to expand her repertoire with doing a little bit more running this season. So, you know, girls like that. And on the boys' side, certainly Lucas Stroop, who's a senior. He's a hurdler. John Sawyer, who's a distance runner. He had a tremendous indoor cross-country season. Jeb Hogan, senior sprinter. I mean, these guys, you know, you've seen them in the Gloucester Times. You've seen them, you know, in state result meets. So these kids, and there's others. You know, Kyle Manley, certainly. You know, all these guys are going to definitely score a lot of points for us.
Excellent. Now, you're not in the same division as Peabody and Beverly, are you?
We're not. So we're in the small, and those two schools are in the big, or in the large.
Yeah, they're in the big in so many ways. We were talking to Dave Jellerson the other day, and, you know, he was talking about competing against Peabody. And Dave, of course, the legendary coach over there at Beverly High School, reminds me so much of the accomplishments as well of your predecessor. And now you're heading that way, too. But those Beverly girls have an incredible record and something that, you know, it's good to compete against them, but it's also great for the conference when they set those standards.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's the teams, the big teams, the well-coached programs, you know, the Peabody's, the Beverly's, you know, and the Marbleheads over the last few years, that, you know, those are the meets the kids get up most for. And that's not to put a knock on any other school's program
right.
conference, but, yeah, it's fun to compete against those schools. And, you know, Marblehead certainly had our number recently on the girls' side, especially so with Beverly. We don't face Peabody all that often, but, you know, they're very strong, very well-coached, large teams that, you know, send a lot of kids state meets and to college as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, finally, Jeff, you said you opened Revere, and Revere had a very good fall sports season all the way around. They seem to be revitalized, and it's really, again, great for the conference because they've had some tough times competing. So, first of all, where is the meet? Down there?
Yeah, it's in Revere. Yeah, right at the high school.
Okay, and any idea what they'll be looking like, or, you know, what they have for a team?
Yeah, so they've been, over the last few years, they've been really good. But within the last, you know, a year or 2 years, they graduated a lot of kids, and unfortunately they haven't really been able to fill some spots. So, you know, we hope to be able to go in there and compete successfully and, you know, win some events. And, you know, the hope is to certainly get that first road win under our belt. And I think we can do that, but, you know, they're well-coached as well. Sam does a good job over there. And, you know, our kids are ready. And we're talking about it already with the kids. It's just that it's our first test, if you will. It's a non-divisional meet, Revere's in the large. It's just a good opportunity, you know, to open the season in a, you know, low-stress environment and kind of see where we're at, use it as a gauge, and improve the whole season.
Sounds good. And Jeff, all your games are on the road this year, but it sounds like you're really enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, if I'm not, the kids aren't going to be. You know, they get it. They know. So, yeah, I have to be.
All right.
You know what I am.
And how are you? You got eighth-grade social studies, do you?
Yeah.
How's that going this year?
It's good. We've got a great group. And then I guess I'm crazy enough to be in an administrative program as well. So, that's taken some time, and that's where I'm at. But it's all good, busy stuff.
Yeah, and if, so finally, you must have an assistant or two.
Oh yeah, we've got so the coaching staff of four, five, excuse me. You know, Austin Souza and Allie Marchant, who I spoke of earlier. They're they did the cross country, so they're both back. And we have a new coach, Dave Coleman, who coached for the last 7 or 8 years at Peabody. He works with the sprints and the shot putters, and we're super psyched to have him. He comes with so much experience, passion, and just positive energy. He's teaching at the high school here, so he's a really big pickup for us. And then lastly, we got Noah Mondello, who's volunteering. He graduated a few years ago. He's an alumni of the program, and he's running the Endicott College cross-country program. And he's helping us out. He's staying in shape, and the kids are looking up to him as an alumni that's running in college. So it's a really good relationship that we have.
Hey, staying in shape is important. You still running outdoors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Try to. Sometimes I run with the kids. Sometimes, just going to weight room and all that stuff. But, yeah, doing as much as I can.
All right. I'm going to bug you all year and try to come see you and get some more talk with you.
Yeah, we look forward to it. We love being on the radio, and we appreciate all the times that we chat and have good conversations.
All right, we want to get the captains on, too, and anybody else you might suggest. Jeff, all right, good luck this week. We'll talk to you soon, and thanks so much.
All right, very good. Appreciate it.
Take care, Coach.
Thanks, Rick. Yep, bye.
That is Coach Jeff Destino. He is the boys and girls indoor track coach at Gloucester High School, and lest I forget, they don't have a track indoors. This is where I can politicize now, or at least editorialize. Once again, the building refit that was redone from 93 to 96, the indoor track is a mess again at the quote new unquote field house, and it needs to be redone. It's damaged, and the indoor track kids are the kids who will feel it the most. The basketball court is still usable, but the track, a lot of damage, as you heard Jeff mention. But they'll do. All the meets for Gloucester High School this year will be on the road. But, that didn't hurt Beverly, Danvers, or Revere football this year, did it? They were all on the road and all did a great job. Okay, we'll take a break, come back, talk with Nick Kukuru, the sports editor at the Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Sports Night on a Monday night on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
All right, we're back, just like that, and Gloucester Times sports editor Nick Kukuru has joined us now. Nick, hello there, how are you?
Hey, great, how's it going?
Going well. Kearns is not here tonight, but I am. I was just talking with Jeff Destino, the track coach over at Gloucester High School, and, they've got all our meets on the road this year, and I just realized, Beverly football, Danvers football, Revere football, last year, not this year, but last year, all on the road, and it didn't seem to hurt those programs too much, did it?
No, not at all, actually. I mean, fortunately, I know it's a real tough situation for Gloucester. I think with the track, though, where it's a little, where it might hurt a little more is practice time. They can't really get, a full workout in on that track when there's, dead spots and unsafe spots, on the indoor track. So that might be where it hurts. But, fortunately, Jeff is, he may be the best coach in the school, regardless of sport, over at Gloucester. So, he'll have them prepared. He'll have them ready for whatever comes their way.
Oh, I know they'll make do. And I know Jim Munn used to have the distance runners outside in the wintertime. They never practice indoors. Talk about tough kids. They were out all the time. But
I'm sure that's the case now, too.
Well, at least, and the weather's been very mild, but it's not going to stay that way. And, it's a sad situation to me, Nick. I don't know how much I want to get into it, maybe not at all, but damn it, that gym is such a disaster in terms of how it was built and then rebuilt and turned over to the city and so on, and it just keeps going on. I mean, it cycles around it seems like every 4 or 5 years, but it's probably every 10 years the floor just needs to be rebuilt again.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, it seems like, it wasn't built very well in the first place, and then, they just kept trying to Band-Aid it, and, it's gotten to the point where, putting a Band-Aid on, it's not going to fix it anymore. You know, it's especially tough. I mean, it makes you even feel for the track program even more, because look what they had to go through for all, about a decade with no stadium.
Right.
And they didn't get to, you know, they were playing all their spring meets on the road for 9 years before, you know, this, the new, you know, facility opened up. And now that that's in, that's great. Now they have to deal with problems in the field house. It's just, it's too bad. I mean, you know, fortunately they're a great program. They got great coaches. They have great athletes. And they won't skip a beat. But, it, I mean, it really is. It's really a tough situation. It's really not fair to them.
Well, I know last year there was a situation when it was raining that they couldn't get a basketball game in because the roof was leaking. Has that been repaired, do you know?
Yes, that has been. I don't think it's been repaired completely, though, because I was down there this afternoon and there was a tarp. Luckily, it was over, you know, in the corner by that that door there, the storage door, whatever that door is called, where they take, like, deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tarp there that was kind of funneling water down off the top of the bleachers into a barrel.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, I thought that was fixed, too, but maybe it isn't now after I saw that. But, I mean, that was another unfortunate situation. I remember going to a game there. Couldn't have been any more than 2 years ago where, you know, kid patients, you know, the athletic director has enough on her plate. And, you know, she has to sit at one end of the floor where there's a leak with a towel and basically wipe the floor down every time, you know, the play went down to the other end.
Yeah, see, this is what bothers me. You know, they build a new school out in the western part of the city for a gazillion dollars. They let another school in another part of the city rot, and by they, whoever the powers be, that be there. And then you got a high school, you got a high school program that suffers because the damn roof leaks all, every year.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think you know, it comes down to, and which is even worse, make you know, even less fair is, you know, the track program. I mean, I know the basketball program makes money for the school, but the track program doesn't. So I think that plays a factor into why that track was not fixed in a timely manner.
Well, I was over. We were over. Bill and I were over at Beverly High School on Thursday, and we had an hour radio show. We talked to all of the winter coaches, except hockey. They weren't around. But one of the things James Coffey was telling me, the AD over there, was that Salem, and I didn't know this until James told me, Salem has dropped its user fee. So that's interesting. And geez, I hope that starts a trend.
I hope so too, because they've been having some participation issues. Well, I know I was just looking at the new MIAA football alignment, and somehow they got a multiplier to drop themselves down a division. So get this, Salem and Manchester Essex are in the same division next year. So that's a whole story for another day.
Oh my God, really?
That's to me whatsoever.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Well, somehow, you know, Manchester Essex, you know, allows Rockport kids to play for their team, and you know, soccer is a sport in Rockport. Their athletes, you know, they have a soccer culture. They probably get a half dozen kids from Rockport at best. Yet the MIAA counted Rockport's entire enrollment onto Manchester Essex. So Manchester Essex is up playing in Division III, one
oh my
division
goodness.
Below Gloucester.
What the boy? I mean, come on.
With Salem and Swampscott and Weston.
who figures this stuff out?
I have no idea. It seems pretty arbitrary. I was looking at the chart today, and they gave a lot of schools these multipliers, you know, where, you know, Salem's enrollment was multiplied by 0.5 to bring their number down. And, you know, the Catholics were multiplied, you know, the Catholics make sense because they get, you know, high-quality athletes from all boys schools. But these other ones, just it just seems like they handed them out arbitrarily to whoever complained, basically.
Well, the amazing thing to me about Salem and Manchester in the same conference, first of all, Manchester can compete in many sports without a doubt, no matter who they play, whatever division.
Yeah.
But they are a tremendous, you know, they're a small school. And in football is where you feel it the most. But on the other side of things, Salem, you know, I remember the Salem-Beverly matches that we did for so many years on Thanksgiving Day. Salem was one of the hugest schools in the league. And so now it's not anymore. This is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. It's unbelievable. I mean, I remember Salem, you know, from back when I was in high school. I mean, Salem was one of the biggest, toughest, most intimidating teams in the conference.
Oh, yeah.
Always gave us a big game. And now, you know, it's gone down. But hopefully, you know, they got a good coaching staff over there, football-wise. And, you know, hopefully they can get them back up and running. There are other sports as well. I know they have a very good basketball program. And their hockey program was actually pretty good last year as well. So hopefully they're... You know, that dropping those user fees will get them back on the right track.
Oh, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. And as you mentioned, great coaches, the kids, yeah, they'll be back. Of course they will. I mean, everything is cyclical. We know that. You know, finally, Nick, the season hasn't begun yet in terms of competition, but maybe do a quick run around Cape Ann for me in the various sports and maybe a quick minute pre-season and what you see with each of these teams.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's going to be tough. I know we've got basketball starting on Friday, hockey starting on Saturday, and interesting dynamics. I know I was down on the gym today talking to Tara Driscoll, the girls' team. She's excited for what they got. They lost their leading scorer on that they have a pretty balanced attack where they'll be able to rely on, four or five girls to shoulder the scoring load. And on the boys' side, after last season, I don't think I'm ever going to make predictions on Bill Cahill's team ever again, because I thought that they were going to be not so good last year, and they turned out to be an excellent team.
Okay.
So, and he's happy with them this year. He says they want to run the floor. They want to run up and down the floor, and they want to run teams ragged, and he thinks they have the athletes to do it. And they're looking for a third straight tournament berth, and Gloucester Boys Basketball has never made the tournament 2 years in a row, so that would be an excellent accomplishment if they could get in again this season. Hockey should be the favorite in the NEC South far and away. Maybe Swampscott, maybe Salem will give them a game, but Gloucester should win that conference again. And I think they'll be even better than they were last season. They lost their top two scorers, but they have a lot of talent back. A lot of those couple freshmen, sophomores that looked really good last year back in the fold with year experience. So I think they could be a threat this season.
Okay, and what about, just quickly, Rockport-Manchester basketball?
Yeah, Rockport girls they play an independent schedule, so they'll be right in that tournament mix. They made it the last 2 years right at 500, and they'll probably be around the same this year. They have their top two scorers back, and Rachel Hazelgard and Whitney Schrock, who were very good at scoring the basketball, but they graduated all their height, so we'll see how that pans out. They're definitely going to be a fun team to watch who can score. But rebounding might be their Achilles heel. Manchester Essex girls are always going to be in the mix with Lauren Dubois as head coach. She's one of the best coaches in the area, regardless of sport. I mean, I saw them last year. They played Bishop Fenwick in the regular season, and I thought they were completely outclassed. And then they go into the tournament in the sectional semifinals, and Lauren has some nice schemes whipped up. She had them well scouted, and they lost by four. So they're going to be a competitor again. Sydney Christopher, their standout senior captain, is 87 points away from 1,000, so she should get that easily. She was a 20-point-per-game scorer a couple of years ago. And on the boys' side, Manchester Essex just keeps reloading. I mean, they get hit hard by graduation every year, and they come back out, and, Coach Brian Shields has them right near the top of the Cal Paper division. That should be more of the same this year. I mean, they have a bunch of guys that, I wish I could give you a scouting report on them. Every year they seem to just have these seniors that step into the lineup, and I think they've had 4 years in a row now a senior, first-year starting point guard who's a senior that was named a Cal All-Star.
Wow.
So that's
first year, yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so someone just comes out of the woodwork. This year it's George Lance, who we see in soccer season is just an incredible athlete, so I wouldn't be surprised if he steps right in and they don't skip a beat.
Beautiful.
Rockport boys got a new head coach, Phil Whitley. But he seems to—I actually just got off the phone with him before you called for the boys' hoop preview later this week, and he likes what he has going too. They got a lot of size. They have Andrew Wynn in back, their top scorer, who's one of the best three-point shooters in the area, and they'll be solid again too in the Cal Baker.
All right, well, that's what I was going to ask you. What do you got coming out of the paper this week? More previews?
Previews, yeah. We got girls' hoop tomorrow, boys' hoop Wednesday, hockey Thursday, and then swimming and wrestling Friday, and then the season starts.
All right, and we have to talk about swimming and wrestling, which we haven't done. We'll do that next time.
Absolutely.
All right, Nick, I'll see you at the rink.
Absolutely, Will.
All right, thanks, Nick. Take care.
Yeah.
All right, that is Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, with some good stuff. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break to see if I can get a hold of Tim Kearns, and if I do, we're going to have to push Ryan Wood back to the website. It's up there posted. Ryan Wood is the Masconomic girls hockey coach. Bill Newell has an interview with him right there on MSO News Sports. We'll take a break and come right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low e-glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to rotarydreams.org.
All right, here we go, and we are back, and we do have Tim Kearns on the line. I'm just checking my signals here, make sure we have connected. We do. We had some connection issues last week, but we're strong this week. Tim Kearns, our MSO super analyst and an announcer and also an educator up in Gloucester, is with us. And, Coach, I'm going to do some freewheeling here, maybe just off the top of my head. But before I let you go with thoughts that you might have, just talking with Nick Kukuru, among others, and we were talking about the fact that Salem High School no longer has a user fee, but the MIAA, in its wisdom, has put Salem and Manchester in the same conference in football.
I don't know if... Well, you have to put wisdom in quotation marks, I think, when you talk about MIAA wisdom and the way they've conducted things of late in terms of moving schools around, but... You know, some of Salem football, especially, have struggled over the last couple of years, and trying to put them on an even playing field to give them an opportunity to have some more success. I don't know if that's going to do it for them. There's just no explaining what they do, Rick. Well, what rhyme or reason, you know, that they give for these actions? They always seem to be rather arbitrary.
Well,
you have to wait a couple of years to see how it pans out.
Right off the top of my head, it seems like it's penalizing both schools, but we'll leave that for another day. The good news is that Salem School District has dropped the user fee, so that is terrific, and hopefully they'll get more kids out than ever, and maybe that'll start a trend all over the North Shore.
Well, you'd certainly like to see that, talking back to the days when public education was free, as it was often intended to do, and sports was a part of that education. A lot of people like to try to separate the two now and say that, you know, sports teams and other things are not part of the school curriculum, but they are. They're a vital cog in it because they provide an educational outlet for so many kids, part of the school community, just as theater and music and band and all the other extracurricular activities off in ROTC, which is very popular in Gloucester, offer an outlet for a lot of other kids to demonstrate their skills, to learn skills, to learn discipline, camaraderie, teamwork, all those things that you get in sports, and you know, just the life skills taken beyond and the relationships that you make. So it's all part of the growing socialization of teenagers. But people who try to separate and say, well, no, they shouldn't be considered together, are just ludicrous. And what they're sort of lost touch with reality of what education is supposed to be. It's educating the entire person, mind, body, and spirit.
You know, we were talking with the Beverly Athletic Director, Sharla, and of course I can't think of her last name at the moment, and I was talking with Mary Ellen Zilski, also in Gloucester. She's the athletic trainer there. And what you just said, mind, body, and spirit, how important these athletic trainers are, and I just picked that out of the air in terms of the overall education, because there is so much involved with kids learning, the learning environment, and it could be a kid makes a connection with a guidance counselor or a math teacher or a coach or an athletic trainer. I mean, you just don't know. And so the more that we can supply, I think, the better chance these kids have of having long, successful, happy lives.
Oh, certainly do. And you know, every kid is an individual, and each of them has their own niche, and some find it in ROTC. You know, a shy kid finds an outlet in theater, and it becomes more outgoing. They use their music to express themselves, so they're able to use that in band. And some of these other programs, not only sports, you know, have college scholarships available that'll help defray the ever-growing cost of a college education. And these are always for those kids to certainly pursue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we cut art and we cut theater and we cut even if you know, we cut back on sports, we're really damaging the ability of the kids to improve their lives in the long run, not just in the short term for the school.
Well spoken, Coach. All right, now from your lofty perch, high above the Prudential in Boston, what does the sports landscape look like to you? What comes to mind that you'd like to just get out?
Well, I certainly hope that David Price can replicate his recent success, regular season success, and hope he's telling the truth when he said he saved all his postseason wins for Boston, because he certainly hasn't expended them for any of the other teams that he's played for in his career. It's an awfully hefty price tag for a guy who's got to pitch every 5 days, and he's got to come in, and he's got to produce. His initial press conference, I think he's very confident in what he's accomplished and what he feels he can accomplish in Boston. So, again, you know, they've gone out and spent the money. Now they've got to get the production out of the individual, and we've seen of late that the big money that they've spent hasn't panned out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. The Bruins can't seem to hold a lead. Just watching the first period, they went up 1-0 early, but by the end of the period it was 1-1, with the Predators gaining the momentum as the period wore on. So they've got to find a way to add more pressure and be more consistent on the ice. The Celts, I think the Celts are who they are. You know, they're a team still rebuilding, trying to find an identity, find the right groups of people. And, you know, Stevens seems to have the temperament to be able to handle all that and handle the team. He's got them winning games, and some of you think the games they shouldn't win, but they're winning, and they're putting together, you know, little mini-streaks here. And I think as the season wears on, they will get better. And, you know, I believe they're going to win more than they won last year. They'll be higher in the playoff seeding, which may give them the opportunity to get to the next round. And you get later in the playoffs, and you never know what's going to happen. But there's a long road ahead for all the fall teams, the winter teams coming in. The Pats, you know, stumbling of late, had probably the worst game that most people around here have seen them play, you know, at least since the Kansas City game. But I'm not sure Bill Belichick, though he found some good points to take out of the Kansas City loss last year, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of redeeming assets that you can take out of yesterday's production. Other than to say the defense played well. They
Yeah. Gave
up 14 points.
Yeah, 21 points the offense and special teams gave up. Take that back and put it in perspective. It's a win, but it didn't. Yeah, and plus Belichick pulled a Pete Carroll first and goal from the one.
And you throw the ball.
Hello.
What do you think? Everybody knows you're going to go to Amendola on the goal line, you know, and you've got Blount at 250 pounds, you're a yard away.
Yep.
Put it in his hand and let him go straight ahead three times. You're bound to get a yard out of it. My good God, Brady is the, you know, he did it later in the game. He sneaks in for the touchdown.
Yep.
Why not just sneaking in there? Why? You outthink yourself.
Put that one in the hopper.
No situation.
But
you know, and then the little pooch kickoff. What was that
about? I don't know.
You know, you're trying to regain momentum after a loss from last week in Denver that was silly disappointing, and now you're going to test out trick plays on Philadelphia because you're up two touchdowns? That was insane. A team that was struggling, you give them field position, and you just know that Chip Kelly on the sideline said to these guys, hey, they're not selfing us. They think they can, you know,
try
out their trick plays on us. Let's stick it up there, you know what? And they went down and scored, and then they came back and scored again on the next position of the Patriots and tied the game up.
And
I mean, you gave them all the momentum going into the second half.
And Belichick told us during the week that Philadelphia special teams are as good as they come, and nobody listened. People were making fun of Belichick for praising Philadelphia. Well, they'll bring it back. One more quick question, Tim. We're down to about a minute left. But, you know, I was just thinking about the Celtics. Is it possible, is it at all possible, that Stevens sneaks a new brand of basketball into the NBA by this 10-man rotation and wear down the other team and maybe, just maybe, wear down the superstar? Is that possible?
No. No, because the NBA is built on the big players. The big players have the stamina to go. And if you've got 10 all-stars, which he doesn't have, and you'd be hard-pressed to push anybody as an all-star, certainly, you know, Thomas is playing really well. Bradley, yeah, but I mean, they're not going to be first-team all-stars. What you're doing is you're running second stringers around and around and around, but those guys have got to put points in the board, and that's where you run into problems. You don't have a set number one team and two or three subs that can go in there and put points in the board when you need them. They struggle for offense because when you get those second stringers out there, none of them wants to shoot. They're all looking to pass the ball up. So you're stymieing your own offense to do that. No, I don't think it's going to change anything.
Now I'm really depressed. I thought I had something. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Sorry, Rick.
All right, listen, Coach, have a great week, and we'll talk to you later on.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah. Take care. That is Tim Kearns, who is the analyst extraordinaire here on MSONewsSports.com. So thanks to Tim. Don't forget, we do have Bill's interview on a post on the website with both Masconomic girls hockey coach Ryan Wood and Peabody girls basketball coach Stan McKean. Thank you for being with us. Our email address, once again, is msonewsports@gmail.com. I'm Rick Moore for Bill Proposky. Make it a great night.
This is MSO Web Radio at morestuffonline.com.